freedom that you give us, Lord, in that, you know, you're just always there for us. Lord, that we could have these fun times, these enjoyable times, Lord. And we pray for those who are going off to college. It's that time of year. School starting. And we just pray for the new school year, from high school to college age, Lord. Just be with them and be with them as they make decisions, as they make new friends. Make them good friends, Lord. And we pray for those who are not feeling well. Lord, just a healing hand upon them and a comforting hand. And we pray for the lost. Lord, just let them know you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so in chapter 17, which we were in last week and then the week before, or well, actually 2 weeks, we saw the thoughts and beliefs of Babylon. And then if anybody was no longer useful to Satan, he would just destroy him and get rid of him. In chapter 18, that's where we'll be in, we'll see the physical Babylon, the material goods that are desired, and then the greed that Babylon holds. So in Revelation chapter 18, 1 through 3. Mia, do you want to start us out? Maddie, you want to start us out? James, can you read that? I like you. You tried to guess what the word was. Yeah, that was nice. So this angel comes down from heaven and announces Babylon is still here, right? Is that what you read? Is it? No. It says Babylon's fallen. It's destroyed. And the only thing left are dead bodies and hated birds. So if you ever find yourself lost, like a little duck surrounded by cows, right? If you ever find yourself lost, what bird would you hate to see?
A bird? A crow?
A crow?
Or a bald eagle.
A bald eagle? Bald eagle, maybe, but...
All of them.
A vulture? What about a what about a vulture?
If I see any bird, I'm killing it.
I've never seen a vulture before.
Really? The vultures are the ones with, you know, when you're out there and it starts circling, you're like, is that for me?
Don't they have like a neck that's like no feathers?
Huh?
Yeah,
they have eggs. Yeah.
What?
No, they're necks.
Oh, neck?
No, they have pink necks.
Oh, pink neck.
Those are vultures.
There's all kinds of vultures. There's turkey vultures. There's vultures. There's condors, which are similar to a vulture. They're a carrion bird. They're classified as a carrion bird. It's not because it.
They eat infected carrion off dead deer and stuff.
Well,
and birds.
Carrion isn't carry on lunch sacks. Carrion means dead flesh.
Yeah.
or decaying flesh. So they eat dead things. Right. So that's not a bird, if you're lost, that's not probably a bird you want to see, because it's like, whoa, okay.
Not dead, I promise.
I'm still moving. I'm still walking. There's about 12 other birds where you'll do the same thing. Vultures aren't the only ones. Crows, some crows will do that too. Well, actually, because you know that things taste like what they eat. So it's you typically, people do not eat those birds because they're not good. You know, it's kind of like a bottom feeder of, like, fish. It's just not really good.
I don't
want to. Ew. I don't even know who that is, but ew. The reason Babylon is destroyed is because it's been judged. It's judgment. The city will influence a lot of people to sin. Many are influenced because they can make money on the sinful things that happen there. So money drives them to sin. Revelation chapter 18, 4 through 8. So this is probably a 3-slider, 4-slider. Stephen, huh? You want to do it?
Me?
I'll do it. I ain't scared. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, which is Babylon, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sin, and lest you receive her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Redeemer to her just as she redeemed to you, and repay her double according to her works. In a cup of which she.
You
want
to go back?
Whoa. Yeah. I'm not done yet. Which she has mixed double for her. In the measure that she glorifies herself and lives luxuriously, in the same measure gives her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen. Now this is her, not me talking. I'm not a queen. I sit as a queen, and I'm no widow, and I will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burnt with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. So Babylon is a wicked city. Picture this. You know, a lot of bad things are going to happen to her, but she is a wicked city and full of unrighteousness. It's a rich city, but that wealth cannot and will not save her. However, God is still willing to forgive. Still loves, still wants people to repent. This answers that age-old question, is will God forgive the things that I've done? And yes, it's yes. You know, Babylon kills, Babylon worships false gods, uses and enslaves people, and God is still willing to forgive them.
God loves them, but he doesn't like them.
Right. He says, come out of Babylon, my people. He's calling for his people to leave sin. He wants them to leave before there's judgment, before there's torment. You know, and these people, they're like, oh, well, no, I'm great. Everything's going good. And then destruction's going to happen very quickly. For every wicked deed, it will be repaid double. Now, this isn't like a double scoop of ice cream on an ice cream cone, which is... Give it to... No, you take that double. It's because that double means that torment is going to be double. Everything that you deserved will be double. So, like, if you get a shot in your arm, it'd be two shots in your arm. Right? Who likes shots?
I don't mind shots.
You don't mind shots? People don't like shots.
When I was little, I used to cry.
Right? I still cry. In Luke 12, 16 through 21. Yeah, this is before Han Solo.
No.
Stephen?
Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yield plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pour down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years. Take years, ease, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, for this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
All right, so this man, he gets this crop, and it's going really good. Good things are happening to him, so much that he has to tear down his own barns and build back better, bigger, better, right? So you think, oh, well, you can look at this story, and you go, oh, well, this guy's just being proactive. He has a problem, he gets a need. But what this parable is talking about, this man is so focused on wealth, that's his main focus. He's so focused on wealth, thinking that money will make him happy. Thinking, oh, no, I need this to be stored up so I can be happy. He dies that night. So what did those riches profit him? Did having all that stuff do anything for him? He could have, but he died. You know, he didn't have time to spend it all. He maybe had one good night's sleep, and then he died. Maybe. We don't even know that. It might happen. He might have had suffering. I don't know. But it didn't really profit him, because he was more focused on money than God. Revelation chapter 18, 9 through 11. My gosh, that's a good sign that it's a long one.
No.
James.
The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxurious with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore.
And I forgot, this is only the one with one slide.
Why does it have the two?
It fits everything in one thing. Huh? Because that's what It's a quote. That's what they said.
Wait, dot, dot.
Oh, because in the Bible, there's a next verse.
What are they called again?
Colon?
Time divided.
A time divider? Because you pause?
No, look at a clock. It always has to be about
separate. Oh. 10 dot dot 30. Okay. All right, so where am I? So people will be sad. However, we get this picture that it's kind of like a selfish sadness. Sad of what they've lost, but they stay at a distance, right? They're not there to help anybody, but they're sad that they lost something. You know, shows us what greed will do. Greed will stop us thinking about others and just take all the focus on ourselves. Revelations chapter 18, 12 through 14. Michelle?
Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood and marble, and cinnamon and red oil and frankincense, wine.
So he gives a list of this long list that the world values, right? And that's everything was found in Babylon and all this value. And it's still valuable today. You know, he's talking about precious gold, right? Stones and animals, livestock, everything in value, right? Everything makes sense, but I want to draw your attention to the last two items. What are the last two items? Bodies and souls. Right? What do you think John's talking about when he lists those two items? Talking about
hell.
What?
Heaven.
No.
The selfishness of people.
No. These are items. Remember, this is a list of valuable things.
Bodies and souls.
Bodies and souls.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, like right. Bodies and souls.
So he's talking about slaves.
I don't want a slave.
But.
I mean, the basement is hell.
He's talking about slaves. You know, slaves, human trafficking. You know, sometimes here in America we think, oh, well, no, the only slaves were way back then. But sadly, scarily, is that a word, scarily? And horrific things is that it's still a huge business today. Right. Yes.
And nowadays, people just have their own kids have been slaves.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
You go to your abusive parents.
No, you could say slavery was type of a job, but that's if you had a good owner. This is talk about slavery and human trafficking. And this is not a good thing. It's talking about kidnapping people and forcing them to do whatever you want them to do.
If somebody sold me a slave, I would say yes and then immediately release them when we got home. Okay, you can go to the Lord.
Well, you would have to try to run away. And there's people who would run away, but you know, sadly, it's still huge. You know, in other worlds of the country, is very huge, but it's huge here in America. It's more hidden. We don't see it every day, but it's out there.
I
And you guys need to be prepared. You need to be careful in that sense. Right? Revelation chapter 18, 15 through 20. James, you want to read this one?
The merchants of these things who became rich by her stand in a distant fear of a corner, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, the great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and stuff, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, cried out, and then they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city in which all we know, who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." Hi.
So again, this draws that picture, or paints this picture, that they're very sad. And they're like, oh, well, this great city, it's horrible what's happening. But you see that they're not sad about life's lost, about human lives being lost. They're sad that they can no longer be rich from the city. Now, if there is thoughts that, is this Babylon, is it a physical city? Is it a rebuilt city of the ancient city? Or is it a city that already exists and it's just acting or has the same thought pattern and acts as Babylon? Yes. It's God-inspired. God inspired certain people to write in the Bible. That's why we could trust it. Because if he didn't do that,
Jesus?
Huh?
Is it God or Jesus that told people?
Is it God or Jesus the same person? It is. It is one same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Was Jesus in his human form? Or was he still in his God form? Yes.
Well, it depends when. It's because some of the Gospels, you know, he's there, and that's why you see in the Bible, and it's red, that's what Jesus said. So Jesus actually said it, so they copy that down. So the answer would be both. So we see this, and then Babylon is a physical city, or is a metaphoric city, where it's just talking about greed in general and sinful things in general. But, so if it is a physical city, this might give us insight to how this city will be destroyed. You know, if there was a nuclear bomb, right, it would make sense people staying away. Right? Radiation and everything would not be somewhere you'd want to be. Yes? Right. Just a distance, it's not. Right. It's a big city. But, you know, and also it is destroyed in 1 hour. If this city is big, to destroy a city in 1 hour, it'd take a lot, right? To totally desolate the city 1 hour. So this fits, it makes sense, but still it's just a guess. It's just a possible. I'm just throwing that out there. Just a possibility. Revelation chapter 18, verse 21, just one.
Wait. No, I think I can read this. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man.
If I can, then he can do it.
Okay. You got it. Babylon.
Babylon. Oh, Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found
Awesome. Because that's how it looks like. It looks like Babylon.
Babylon.
Why is it called Babylon and not Babylon? Because English language is hard. This angel, this angel uses a millstone. So what's a millstone?
Oh, a millstone mostly like a stone, like a headstone?
No. No. So what's a millstone? It mills. What do you mill?
Mill?
Like water.
Oh, it's a male mill.
No, it's not a female. It's a mill.
A mill like a,
mill, like a windmill. Yo, that was used to be, it's to grind wheat into shaft or grain.
Yeah, I do that.
That's
what right?
I meant.
That's what you do every day. Right, yeah. So usually it's a huge, I mean, they're huge because it just rolls around in a circle and it just crushes it, crushes this wheat, and that's where we get the grain and you can make flour and whatnot.
You can make bread out of it.
Right. Wheat bread or white bread?
Wheat.
Oh, okay. So this angel uses this as an example of this big millstone. He throws it down into the sea. He uses an example as Babylon being thrown down and never seen again. Now somebody else in the Bible uses a millstone as an example. Any guesses who? The numeral uno, the top cheese, the top dog. God, Jesus, right.
Exodus.
Jesus. Jesus uses the millstone also as an example. In Luke 17, 2, verse 2.
Oh, wait, no. I can read this.
She you
said
just,
no.
I can read this.
It would be better for him if a millstone were on the rack of his neck.
All right, so like I said, this big, huge stone, if it's tied around your neck, would it be easy to swim?
Oh,
no.
Nope.
Right. So God does not like it. He cannot stand when somebody stumbles other people. Stumbles is like gets them to sin or trips them up. Stumbling meaning fall, right?
Oh.
So they're going to be falling out of God's graces, but it's on the account of somebody else. Like somebody giving somebody bad information or bad directions.
Or saying like a lie.
Or a lie, yeah. You're giving somebody a lie and saying, well, you know, if you truly like God, you should shoplift.
What?
Right. That would, you know, and if you believed me, that I would have stumbled you. No, that was a lie. That was a lie. No. That was an example, a bad example of what not to do, right? But if you would believe me, that would mean I would stumble you. And if I did stumble you, it would be better off if I drowned.
What if you were just joking, though?
Than for this torment, yes?
Well,
then hopefully you need, when you joke, you need to make sure people know your joke. I don't know. I wasn't around then. I'm not that old. Oh, but Babylon would stumble so many people. So for those who are living there, it would be better to drown then suffer that torment of when it is going to be destroyed. Revelation chapter 18, 2:22-23.
Yeah, I can't read that. I'm slow.
It's only one thing.
I don't know how to read it. Forgot how to.
Google. sounds of the harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. So there's not going to be any music in Babylon. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sounds of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. So they're not making any food. They're not making any art. The light of the lamp shall not shine in you anymore. No electricity. And the voices of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard anymore. And your merchants were great men in earth, for by their sorcery, all the nations were deceived. So not even good things after it falls, not even good things are going to be found in Babylon. You know, the reason why is because they deceived the world. And how did they deceive the world? It says, how does it say they deceived the world? It's that S word.
Sorcery?
Sorcery.
I got a question.
Yes.
Did they ever have schools?
They did have schools. They had, yeah.
No more schools. Did they have presidents?
No, they had kings.
What about chairs?
Huh? Did they have chairs? Chairs?
Well,
no. Yes, they had chairs. Yeah. No, chairs were only invented 10 years ago. I didn't have a chair.
Did they have Jarl?
So, do you know, here's a moment, did you know that in Greek, the word sorcery means pharmakia? Pharmakia, like a pharmacist.
Like people that get meds.
Yep, so it means preparing drugs.
Ooh.
Preparing drugs. Drug use, drug addiction, addiction, not addition to it. Addiction, death by drugs are all on a rise. There are city streets where people just wander around like zombies, laying in the gutter. They're everywhere, passed out, hunched over. You know, and this isn't a third world country. These are big cities in America.
You know,
really, that's good of you. I mean, unfortunately, it happens. There are so many. And I bet you that every single one never thought, oh, you know what? When I start doing drugs, I'm going to end up here in the gutter. Yo, it is sad, and I hope it scares you a little bit. Because it is not worth throwing your life in the trash. 100% of people who do not try drugs do not get addicted to drugs. You know, it's just a bad habit to get into.
I'm like, as long as it doesn't become an addiction.
Right.
Do they ever have exit signs in the back times?
I don't believe so. I think they just knew where to go. Revelations chapter 18. We got two more verses, two more slides, and we need to get going. All right. Revelations 18:24. Okay.
And in her was found the blood of
the prophets.
Prophets and saints of all who were slain on the earth.
Right. So the one thing that will be found in Babylon even after the destruction is the evidence tracing the involvement of death of the saints and prophets. So these are Christians, right? Their blood is on Babylon's hand. We know that Babylon will be judged by the way it thinks, by the way it acts, and it doesn't sound like we would want to be there when that judgment happens, right? Doesn't sound fun. Mark chapter 8, 36 and 37.
Wait, I can read that.
Well, I can.
No, what?
Prophet. All right, so we already kind of talked about this, but there's sometimes we joke, right? Sometimes it's inappropriately, sometimes it's not fitting, but it's jokes, right? But Jesus, if you're looking in the Bible, this would be in red because this is what Jesus said. And he said this in a serious manner. And that's how I want you guys to think about it. You know, so for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will man exchange for his soul? You know, what would you give up? Or would you give up your soul for anything in the world?
No.
I would give up for a new horse.
Yeah.
$10 billion.
That's great.
And a roof, like a house full of God. And
every single house is filled with God.
No, but like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like a statue of him. Like a pillow.
But see, those things are momentary. But those things are momentary. That's the idea of this. Everything on the world is momentary. It doesn't last.
Can I bring back God?
God won't let you give up your soul because he'll let you bring it with you. Right?
Can you
bring back God? Oh, that's one of those questions we make. One of those questions. But God's still here, right? So you can't really bring back God because he's still here. He can be right here. He is here because we're here, right? He's always watching.
Huh?
No, there's no. No, it's not multiple. He's just, what is that? Omnipotent. He's everywhere.
Omnipotent.
So he's everywhere, right?
No, because if you say there's only one of him, what if there's like one house and another one, and they're like both, and they both say, "Oh, God's with us." How would that happen though? Like, he just
because it's God.
God,
God can do.
So there's multiple gods.
That's why
no, but he could be at multiple places at the same time. But God is beyond math. God is beyond the universe. God can do all things. But then you limit God, and God's unlimited. You put a limit on God saying that he could only be in two houses then, right? What about other people? What about that third house? What about that fourth house?
Josh, please.
No, you could come up with these things and there's understanding that we'll never really get to, right? We'll never understand. There's mysteries about God that we won't know. Maybe we'll know once we get to heaven, but that's where we need to have faith. We need to have trust, right? And it's not about this, oh, well, I'm going to try to trip up God. There's been a lot of people who try to trip up God, and they never can. He is invincible.
I got another question.
Right, because on this question, this question about what will you give up, I want you to think about that question. Because there's going to be points in your life where you're at a crossword, a crossroad.
Do not turn left at the crossroad.
Always go right. Go the right way. Go the correct way. That's what I want you to think about when you're wondering, well, should I go this way or should I go that way? I want you to think about this question. So, make good choices sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I trust you guys, and I know you just wanted to test me. I get that, but I trust you guys. I know you guys are going to do the right thing.
Out of all the people you should trust, I'm not one.
Maybe. Michelle, can you close us in prayer?